Hi, good afternoon. My name is John. I'm calling you from Tax Relief Center. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine. I was on the phone with a lady, but the call has failed.
Okay. I can barely understand what you're saying right now. Can you repeat that just one more time, please?
I said I was on a call with you guys, but the call has failed.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Well, what we're doing today, we are offering assistance. Okay, and let's say if you owe any money to the IRS, or if you have on file tax returns.
She already took my information already. Like, she's already, we've already in process, but the car had dropped, like, it lost the call. The car had lost, so she hung her bag. Yeah, I was looking that way.
Okay, and what is your name?
Jonathan Pugh.
Okay, yeah. So I see this right here. So you already talked to them, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you need. What did they tell you?
But the call had dropped, so she told me I gave her my information, and she was gonna call to see if I qualify for the program, and then she do something to hold on, but then the call failed.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, please stay with me on the line. Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. All right, stay with me, okay? Give me 1 second, okay? Hold on. I'm going to connect you right now, okay? We're going to try this one more time. All right, hold on. Let's see.
Tax Relief. This is Vince. How can I help you?
Hi, Vince. I have a customer on the line. He was already in talking to you guys, but the call dropped. And I believe Nebula was the agent. His name is Jonathan Pugh. Okay, phone number 925-319-5158. And he says he's a phone call dropped. That's what I'm sending over to you guys one more time, okay? All right, Jonathan, you're in good hands right now, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Hi, Jonathan. We're just following up with you. It seems like you were just in contact with us, and maybe the call dropped. So let me go ahead and get you to who you were talking to. Okay, can you hold on one moment?
Not a problem.
Okay, thank you.
Your call is very important to us. Please hold, and we will be with you in just a moment. Your call is very important to us. Please hold, and we will be with you in just a moment.
This is Nebula.
Hello.
Hi, Jonathan.
Yeah, this is you.
Hi, this is Nebula. You and I were speaking before. I don't know what happened. When I went to pick you back up, you weren't there. So I do apologize if it disconnected. Sometimes it does that and just leaves people sitting when they transfer the calls over. So thank you for your patience if you were waiting. So the legal team, their only concern with your case is we would just want to make sure going forward that you don't fall behind again with the filings. These programs with the IRS is kind of like a one and done, so we can get you, you know, current, compliant, back on your feet, fresh, clean slate, but then your part of that agreement is that you would keep it that way.
Right, right. I do agree with that.
So you just have to file on time, not owe. And you should file because you probably get money back if you're paying in, you know? Okay, so the first thing that we do to resolve any past due amount is we file a limited power of attorney with the IRS. That gives us the legal right to speak and negotiate for you. And then the second thing we do is submit a Form 8821. That's a tax information authorization. That one lets us go in and get all your records directly from the IRS so we can see what's going on, you know, if they were claiming that you owed any money, if they in fact took that money, if there's any money on the table, what years need to be filed, what don't, and what was reported to them as far as any wage or income, all of your tax transcripts, compliance reports. We can see, like, if you're in queue for collection, if anyone's assigned to your case, all of that, okay? And then my favorite part is they do let us put a collection hold on your account, so that would keep you completely protected. While we're in process, they wouldn't be able to, like, garnish your wages or anything like that, okay? Okay, and then lastly, as far as our cost goes, so it's $790. That's if you need payment options, so that's something that we can break up and, like, stretch out. If you're able to pay it in full, it's $590.
Is that much?
$590.
And what do I have to pay?
And then you can pay that into payments also. It just has to be within 30 days.
Okay.
Okay, and I can email you all of this information if you're not prepared to go forward today.
No problem. So how much do I have to pay today?
Okay.
If I have to pay you? How much would I have to pay
what?
Today if I was paying you? How much
are
I
you biweekly? So you can pay down whatever you can. We would just put together a payment plan that would be within 30 days for the 590. So most people do like half or a third of it down, which would be either 196 or 295. I do have some people that are paid weekly, and then they do a weekly payment, which would be 147.50.
Right.
And I can email this all to you if you want to give me your email.
Yes. Okay. It's ALLOVER ME 27@yahoo.com.
Okay. So it's all over me 77@yahoo.com?
All over me 27@yahoo.com.
Oh, 27. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, perfect. And I'm going to text you my contact card. If you have any questions or if you want to move forward, feel free to give me a call, and I'll send you all of that information in an email right now.
No problem.
Okay, Jonathan, you have a blessed weekend, sir.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'll tell you, $500? What? You want me to
put the package? Hi, Toronto. Indeed, I'm good, right?
Yes, sir. I'll be able to put over the kitchen. I'll tell you, I'm just going to open up whatever market.
She gonna what? You got a Catholic side.